Welcome, everyone, to the Writings of the Ari, Gates of Reincarnation. We're going to continue this week from Chapter 7, as that's what we've gone up until now. But before that, we're going to start with the prayer that we begin every class with, so that we can tap into and reveal the new light that's available today within this study, because the Creator invests new aspects of light in time, space, and motion. Always, every single day, there's new light. And so as we read from this section, you can close your eyes and use this to visualize areas of life that we'd like to bring continuity to. As we are speaking about the gates of reincarnation, the energy of the soul really is the energy of life. And that's what we want to bring to every aspect of ourselves, our desires, the situations that take place in our life. We want to bring life into those situations. Ribon ha'alamim ve'adonai ha'adonim. Av ha'rachamim ve'haslichot, modim anachnu lefanecha, Hashem Eloheinu ve'Elohe avoteinu, ve'kidah v'shtachaveh shekerovtanu l'toratecha ve'la'avodotecha. Avodat ha'kodesh, ve'natata lanu chelek besodot toratecha, ha'kdusha. Ma'anu u'ma chayenu asher asita imanu chesed gadol kazeh. Al ken anachnu mepilim tachanunim lefanecha. שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ואבנותינו, ואל יהיו אבנותינו מבדילים בינינו לבינך, וכן יהי רצון בפניך, השם אלוהינו ואלוהי אבותינו, שתכונן לבבינו ליראתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, ותפתח לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ויהיה לימודנו זה נחת רוח לפני כיסא כבודך, קרח ניחוח ותאציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו, בכל בחינתנו ושיתנוצצו ניצוצות עבדיך, הקדושים, אשר על ידם גלית דבריך, אלא בעולם וזכותם וזכות אבותם וזכות תורתם ותמימותם וקדושתם, יעמוד לנו לבל לקשל בדברים אלו, ובזכותם תאיר עינינו, במה שאנו לומדים כמאמר נעים זמירות ישראל, גל עיניי ואבית נפלאות מתורתך, כי השם ייתן חוכמה מפיו דעת ותבונה, יהיו לרצון נמרפי והגיון לי בפניך, השם צורי וגואלי. Wanted to call our attention to something that jumped off of the page as I was reading it. It says that we're asking of the Creator ta'atzil aleinu or mekor nishpateinu bechol b'chinateinu, in every aspect of us. We're asking the Creator to pour down light, to reveal light into our life, into every aspect of us. You know, often in life we can go through situations and all we can see is that situation. All we can see is what's in front of us, or all we can see is what we want. But with this request, with every aspect of us, we're asking the Creator to come in and fill, almost like a shoe that fits, a foot that fits right perfectly into a shoe. We're asking the light to come and enter our being and literally fill every aspect or every place of lack physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Every lack, bechol b'chinateinu, every aspect of ourself, we're asking the Creator to reveal the root of our soul and bring it to us as we continue to transform, as we continue to reveal light, as we continue to study. We're asking the Creator to come and fill not only the lack or the challenge that I'm experiencing presently, but really to fill every aspect of lack that we might feel. So we're going to continue this week with Chapter 7. Last week was we talked about a lot in our last session, where we shared about the importance of calling upon our next level. Asking for our next level, because otherwise our klipot and our pain really might take over and keep us in the same place. We want to constantly evolve and grow, and the Ari is going to recap that in the first paragraph. So let's read from the writings of the Ari, asking from the Ari to reveal to us really all the light into every aspect of our being. V'zehu atam nifla. And this idea of calling in our new soul is a very interesting, very powerful reason why, liktzata tzadikim gmurim, because for some tzadikim, it's a very powerful reason why some righteous souls, shemetim biktzaram shanim, biktzarot shanim, that some righteous soul leave the world at a very young age. We have this question all the time, right? There's, you know, some big questions come at us, especially as we are physical beings in this world. How is it that the Creator, such an elevated, such a fulfilling, only good force, can cause such pain in this world by having, you know, something happen to somebody that shouldn't have happened, or, you know, a good person has something bad happen to them, or a bad person has something good happen to them, and where we think is right and not right. But especially this question of when specifically a righteous soul, but really any soul, that leaves this world at a young age. The Rebbe is asking that question. Ki liyot shetiknu nafsham betachlit hashlemut b'shanim mu'atot. And he's answering, why is it that a person would leave the world really ever, but specifically in this kind of case? And he's saying, because they did the work of their soul, the totality of the purpose of their soul, in the few years that they were in the world. They finished that work. And because they don't know how to draw down their next level of the soul, and to send, almost to send away their soul, their present soul, and to bring in the new level of the soul, send away their nefesh when they go to sleep, or with a certain meditation, or with the calling, the drawing of their next level soul, which we talked about in last week's session. And to really send away that soul and to bring in the new level of the soul. And because they don't know that, hem metim b'ksarot shanim, they might leave this world because they don't know how to bring down the next level of the soul. So it's such an interesting, fascinating concept to think about. Ki en nafsham tzricha li'itakev ba'olam hazeh, because their soul doesn't need to be stuck in this world. They finished their work already. They finished what they're meant to do. And now, only because they might not know what's meant to happen, or they might not know how to draw down their soul, they're going to leave this world at a young age. Now, when we sort of peel away the layers of physicality that hinders our consciousness, hinders our soul, we will truly start to see how powerful this idea really is. Because the level of the soul that we're working on and constantly transforming and correcting, it's evolving, it's growing. This is why in the past session we talked about how important it is to call the next level. Because a person, even a young child, might come into this world and do a certain action that corrects its soul. But because it's a young age and it doesn't know, it doesn't have the wisdom or the knowledge to call upon its next level of the soul, it's going to have to leave the world. So let's understand what this means. Va'ad rabbi yamut, and therefore will leave the world. Kedei sheyavo achar kach haruach beguf hasheni, in order so that the ruach, his next level of the soul, will come into his next incarnation in another body. V'yitukan gamhu, and he will also be corrected. V'chen al derech ze betzadikim shezachu lenefesh veruach betachlit hatikun. And it's the same thing that goes with tzadikim, or righteous souls, that merited to receive their nefesh and their ruach in the complete, perfected way. V'lo yad'u leshalcham lamshich haneshama kiniskar. And for instance, if a person, if a righteous soul, not only a child, if a righteous soul achieves the level of nefesh and ruach, means they've done a lot of work in this world. They've gone outside of their nature as it relates to actions. They've gone outside of their nature as it relates to words and study and concepts and the mind. They've gone outside of that nature and really revealed such powerful wisdom for themselves. And they don't know, let's just say that they don't know how to call upon their neshama. They don't know how to call upon their next level. They might have to leave the world as well. This is telling us, just indicating, the Ari is recapping for us, the importance of calling upon the next level. Whether it's my next level of the soul, or it's the next situation that's going to bring to me the light that I need to experience. But so often, we stay in the same level that we're at and we're content with it. But because we think that we are stagnant, we think that we are idle, spiritually, that's not what's going on. The Rav would say how if we're not constantly running up the escalator, then unfortunately we're going down. Life is a downward moving escalator. Why? Why downward? Because we are living in the opponent's playing field. The gravitational pull of reactive nature is the norm in our lives and in this world. And if we're not constantly running up that escalator, looking for areas of life to change, to go into the realms of unknown, the things that we have aversions to look at them and open them up, then we think we'll just be standing and we'll stay in a realm of stagnation, but we're not just standing at that present level. We're going down. So when we want to just stay at a certain level, the Ari is saying it's so important to call upon the next level because the physical world and its nature is the way of reactivity and is the way of damage, and that will be the result, unfortunately. That's why we want to call upon the level of our soul, which says, expand, grow. It's like the light. It constantly expands. And when the light enters into a room, the light is not going to say, I'm going to choose one side of the room to go to, and I'm going to leave the other side empty. The light is going to make sure to fill and expand every aspect of the room, just like our soul. That's why in the beginning we ask, Bechol b'chinateinu, that the light of the Creator will fill every aspect of us, not just the aspects that we think we need help in, but to bring to us the situations that will reveal the next levels of our soul. Such a powerful concept as we're recapping what we discussed. And we're going to introduce a new topic today as well. V'zesod pasuk, and this is the secret of the verse, Yamutu velo b'chokhma. And this is the secret of the verse, that a person can sometimes pass away or leave the world because of lack of wisdom, because they don't know how to call upon their next level of the soul, because they don't know something about the way that the spiritual and the physical world operate. It's another idea of what the Ari is bringing to us, explaining to us how the physical and spiritual world operate, the nature of tikkun, the nature of damage, the nature that this world constantly fluctuates between and is always working on. Either we are creating tikkun and we're creating correction, which is revealing our purpose, or we are damaging our work or making it more difficult or adding more baggage on what we need to do. And the Ari describes it this way so that we can clearly understand what we are doing when we are staying the same, and what we are doing when we are challenging the status quo. Shelo yad'u lehamshich rucham o nishmatam k'niskal, because they didn't know how to bring in their next level of the soul. So the Ari giving an example of how inviting the next level is so important. The Ari continues, Omnamda, however, we should know, ki en din ze noheg, ela b'mi shetiken nafsho, v'adayin rucho v'nishmato p'gumim mipam harishona. This idea doesn't relate to, or doesn't correspond to, or doesn't take place with, rather it only takes place with, really, a person who corrected his nefesh, and they still need to work on their ruach and their neshama, because they still have damage. It says, Omnam da, however we should know, ki en din ze noheg, ella b'mi shetiken nafsho, ve'adayin. So this idea of calling upon, or the possibility of leaving the world before, right, this idea of the young child that the Ari was talking about, that might leave the world, righteous soul that might leave the world, because it doesn't know that it's meant to call upon the next level of the soul. And this idea, we don't want to get afraid of this. The idea, the reason the Ari is revealing these things is not to awaken fear. It's to awaken aspiration of growth. It's to awaken a desire to continue to evolve and explain to us aspects of the physical and spiritual realm that might be unknown to us, in a way that will help us to evolve and continue to grow. So the Ari continues and says, however, we should know that this idea of leaving the world beforehand because you might not know that you're meant to call the next level of the soul, it only takes place to a person who corrected the nefesh, ve'adayin ruchov v'nishpato pgumim mipam ha'rishona, and his nefesh and his ruach and neshama, his next, their next levels of the soul, they still need correction and still need work. Aval mi sheruchov v'nishpato metukanim kvar, but a person who's already corrected their nefesh and their ruach, already done all of their work, hine ka'asher yashlim ata l'taken ha'nefesh, yecholim lavo ha'ruach, או גם הנשמה להיכנס ולהתלבש תוך ההיא, תוך בנפש ההיא, להתלבש בנפש ההיא, מאחר שהם מתוקנים כמוה. והרי נתבהרו בית היתרונות שיש אל המדרגה הראשונה אל השנייה. So now the Ari explained how, the Ari is sharing with us that there is, we're discussing these three levels of the souls, we've been discussing them for the last little while, that there's the first level, which is brand new souls, which had no connection to Adam's sin, which we are slowly beginning to understand a little bit more about, and what they are, and what they look like, and how they are. And actually, in Karen's book, to be continued, it's all about reincarnation, the journey of the soul, the physical body, palm and face reading, how it's connected to the soul, astrology, when we're born, times, all these amazing things. Definitely recommend to go ahead and search up that book. It's called To Be Continued. Karen writes how a new soul is typically, and that's what the Ari confirms for us, is a person who things come naturally to them and they're just sort of here to experience. They're just loving, giving souls. They don't have much challenges or much things going on in their life. They're not challenged by the world of Asiyah. They're not challenged by the world of Yetzirah, meaning the levels of challenges, they're not bombarded with the physical opponents' tests as it relates to this world. They come in, they're excited to start everything, they want to experience new things, they want to grow, they want to evolve, they want to go to the next level, but everything comes to them easily. Whatever they want, they receive. That's how the Ari explains new souls. And so the Ari described an advantage that the new souls have over the old souls. Oh, I'm sorry, the new souls have over the second level souls, which we just described, and we're going to continue to describe very soon, because there's advantages that the second level has over the first level. What is the second level once again? It is the souls, or the sparks of souls, that stayed with Adam after he sinned. And all of the souls that came after that, Cain and Abel, and so on and so forth. Then the third level souls, which we haven't discussed yet, and we are going to in next week's session, is the souls that fell off of Adam after he sinned. So some souls stayed with Adam, and some souls fell off of Adam and went into the klipot, and we'll discuss what that soul's type of correction really is. Very powerful idea that the Ari is revealing for us here. So, the Ari just basically finished saying, Hine kasher yashlim l'taken ha'nefesh yecholim lavo ha'ruach ve'gam ha'neshama. So he's saying this idea of needing to leave the world is only corresponding to a person who still hasn't corrected their ruach and their neshama, and they still need to do that work. But if a person, for instance, let's just say, in the previous lifetime, corrected their nefesh, corrected their ruach, or worked on their nefesh, received their ruach, received their neshama, right? In that lifetime they did that. And in the same lifetime, they damaged their nefesh. They need to now come into the next lifetime and work on their nefesh. But they, in the previous lifetime, already corrected their ruach and already corrected their neshama. These are all levels of the soul, right? As we keep saying them. Levels of the soul, I want to continue to remind us. We might not have a clear understanding of what they mean, but as we continue to learn about them, we will get clearer and clearer about the levels of the soul and what they correspond to. They're all levels of perception and consciousness and or the place that we have achieved thus far, meaning the perception by which we experience the things that take place in life. That's the levels of our soul. The worlds, as we've shared, they are the challenges or the blessings or the reality that presents itself to us. One's our perception of the reality, and one is the reality itself. That's how the Kabbalists differentiate or help us to understand all these worlds, right? When we're talking about emanation, creation, formation, action, all the levels of the worlds, and all the levels of the soul, right? Nefesh, from lowest to highest. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechida. They're all the ways that we interact with those two. One being the perception, the other being the reality itself. So, it's, you know, as often we try to, I try to explain as much as I can to make sure that we are clear with the intention of the Ari in teaching these things, because there's many things that we need to explain. I apologize if I jump, you know, aside to explain something quickly and then try to make my way back to complete the point, because there's so many things that the Ari talks about that needs really a 20 course introduction. But the purpose of this class is really to study from the writings of the Ari. It's not to totally understand everything that's happening, but to really study from the writings and have the writings really bring to us the light that we need. And by introducing even just the words, there's a major sgula, the Kabbalists share. There's a major energy that's being revealed, energy of protection and energy of healing that are coming through the words that we're reading from the Ari. So, to explain just this last point, this idea of, you know, needing to leave the world at a certain time or before a person might know that they need to call their next level so that they need to leave and then the next level comes in the next lifetime, this only corresponds to a soul, this only takes place to a soul who has worked on their nefesh or is working on their nefesh and they haven't yet worked on or even achieved their ruach and their neshama, haven't at all. But if a person in one lifetime, previous lifetime, received their nefesh, did so much to receive their ruach, and did so much to receive their neshama, and then in that same lifetime damaged the nefesh, damaged the first level of the soul, they need to come back in the next lifetime, but this process, that they need to leave the world in order for their next level soul to come in, does not apply to that kind of a soul. Does not apply to that soul. So now, we're going to, now we've discussed a few advantages that the first level souls have over the second level souls, which is the brand new souls, which is, like Karen mentioned, very sort of happy-go-lucky, not a care in the world, excited souls to do anything, explore, receive everything bekalut, with ease, and can elevate to the highest of heights as well. That's another advantage that the first soul has over the second. The second soul can only get to nefesh of atzilut. It can only achieve how much Adam was shrunk into, or shrank to, I don't know the right word, but became smaller. We know that when Adam sinned, all of his sparks of light in his soul, and his actual physical body as well, shrank. And so, we can only achieve, or the people, or the souls that are from this second level soul, which are the souls that remained in Adam, can only achieve nefesh of atzilut, which is the beginning of the world of formation, which is a very high elevated state. It's not a low state, but they only go through that with work, toil, and effort. And we discussed a few advantages of the first level soul, which happens everything easily, and the second level soul, which happens with great toil and effort. That's the major difference between the two. We haven't get to the third one yet, but we're actually now going to go into what I love about the Ari is the Ari typically gives a full picture. The Ari is going to share with us the advantage that the second level has over the first level. The advantage that the second level has over the first level. Ve'ata neve'er yitron acher sheyesh ela madrega hashenit al harishona, that the second level has over the first level. One advantage. V'hu, ki min ha-madrega harishona einam yecholim la'asig nefesh, ruach, neshama v'chulei bepam harishona, af al pi sheyizku lahem rak al yedei mispar shanim. So in the first level, brand new souls, they can only receive their nefesh, their ruach, and their neshama, which are all levels of spiritual achievement in this world. They can only achieve it at certain years of life in the first incarnation. When the person is born, they receive the nefesh. When the person is 13, they receive the ruach. When the person is 20, they receive the neshama. That You can't receive any of those levels of the soul before those ages in the first incarnation. It is dependent on time. It's not dependent on work. Perush. Ki be'et shenoldu. The Ari is going to explain what I just said right now. At the time that they were born, zochim lenefesh, they received the nefesh. Uviyotam ben yud gimel shana v'yom echad, and when they were 13 years old in one day, hem izku ma'asehem, im izku ma'asehem, yikanes bahem gam haruach. Then their ruach will come in. Ve'im yizkeh od, and if he continues to merit, hine biyotam ben kaf shana, when this person is 20 years old, they will get their neshama, they will get their neshama, the third level of the soul. Ve'al derech ze ad siyum akol, and the same thing goes until they finish all their work. Aval ha-madrega shniyah, that's the first type of souls, and how the gradations or the grades of souls enter into them, just based on the time and also their actions. But mainly based on the time. They cannot receive it before then. Even if their actions are great, they cannot receive their ruach before the age of 13. They can't receive their neshama before the age of 20. They're not able to receive those great injections of strength. But the second level, yecholim la'asig ad nefesh de'atzilut. They're able to achieve nefesh of atzilut, which is the height of the second level. Kodem tashlum yud gimel shana v'yom echad. Before they even experience, they can achieve the highest of heights. Even before they turn 13. This is an advantage from the second level over the first. Because where they came from, in the second level, are Adam's souls, Adam's spark souls that stayed with him, which continued into Cain and Abel, which revealed a lot of light as well, and therefore there were reincarnations after them. Hayu yachad zochim el kol ha'chalakim ha'nizkarim gam ata yecholim la'asig kol ha'chalakim ha'ruyim lahem berega echad. Ve'eino tluya b'mispar shanim. Ela kefi ma'asehem v'gam al yedei kavanah nizkarim. So in the second level, they can actually achieve the entire totality of their soul, these souls in the second level, everything about them, or everything about us, really. We should take it for ourselves. We should understand this for ourselves, because it's a very inspiring thing to know, that at any moment, we can achieve the entire download of the totality of our souls that exist, that ever existed, and that will ever exist in the future. The totality of our soul is accessible at every moment. Every challenge that we go through, every situation that we go through, every desire that we have, it has within it, concealed within it, the light of the totality of our soul. Think about how often in our life we go through something and we think, I could learn something from this, or I can learn something from that. Sometimes we pull a lesson from it, sometimes we don't pull a lesson from it. How often do we have life-altering epiphanies that change everything that we go through, that change the consciousness by which we see the world around us? How often? Do we have it daily? Do we have it monthly? Hopefully, if we're lucky, we have it once every few weeks or months, or unfortunately, sometimes years. This idea is sort of breaking the bounds of what we think to be possible. Breaking the bounds of what we think to be our destiny. In every aspect of our lives, we can reveal the totality of our soul. If we really go deeper into the situation that took place that might have challenged us, or that we don't want to look at, or that's difficult to look at, and we go into those situations, and we start to pull one lesson after another lesson, and that lesson leads us to another lesson, and that lesson leads us to another lesson, we'll slowly start to realize how the entire aspect of our tikkun and our correction is in one situation, is in every situation that we experience. Every situation that we experience. The Ari is saying, גם אתה יכולים כל יכולים להשיג כל החלקים הראויים. We can experience and receive all of the parts of our being and our soul להם ברגע אחד, in one moment. In one moment we can achieve all of it. Everything. ואינו תלויה במספר שנים. And the advantage of the second level over the first is that it's not dependent on a number of years or when the spark of soul is ready to come into us based on the life, based on the amount of years that we've lived. In the second one over the first, it can manifest any time. You can do an action when you're 5 years old, 10 years old, 15 years old, 40 years old, 80 years old, that literally brings the totality of strength and light into your life. And we don't know. Think about it, how often we're given opportunities to do things. We are given opportunities to share, given opportunities to go outside of our nature, given opportunities to persevere. And we don't know if that's the situation. That situation could be the action that my soul's been waiting for to reveal the totality of everything I'm meant to be. Where all my fears, worries, doubts, insecurities will all disappear from my horizon. Because my soul has been waiting for that moment to reveal the totality of everything. If we understood that everything is revealed in 1 second of this physical world, in one situation of this physical world, we'll start to realize how powerful our soul really is and how perfect the system of the Creator really is. Look around at the situations that you experience in life. Look around. Look at the people that you have around you. Look at the situations that we go through. Look at our profession, our career, our relationships, our family, our desires, everything about us. Look around. How often do we look at a situation and tell ourselves, wow, everything is in that. Everything is in that. Something made me angry. Going into the anger, understanding where it came from, why it's connected to me, where it came from in this lifetime, how it's connected to my past lifetime, why I came in with the specific astrological sign that I did, which shows why I was born when I was born, which gives me a complete total picture of my work in this world. And we slowly start to see how everything is connected and one thing leads to the next. One string is attached to and connected to the next. This idea is so profound as we are taking this in, to understand that the clarity of one moment can change everything if we really give it the attention and the consciousness that we want to give it. It's almost like what we want to really download from this is, first of all, the importance of one moment, and second of all, the purpose for which I came to this world could be just for this situation, just for this moment right here. This action of sharing, this action of giving, this action of going outside of myself, this action of going the extra mile, this action of tzedakah, this action of tithing or making a commitment, this action of love, this action of compassion. I could be waiting my entire life just for that. And the totality of who I am can be revealed in one moment. One moment. I keep this clarity in mind as we continue. I'm just going to read the last paragraph here. And next week we'll go into the third level of the soul. It says, "Uvaze yitorzu bet ma'amarim achalukim yachad." And it seems like it's contrasting two different things. Ki ha'ma'amar ha'nizkar b'tchilat parashat. So it's very interesting. In the portion Mishpatim, which is a very famous section, we reference it a lot. The Ari references it a lot in the Gates of Reincarnation. There's many different sections that discuss how a soul comes into a body, when it comes in, is it dependent on the actions of the person, is it dependent, or the next level of a person, does it come in based on the action, does it come in based on the years? And there's many, many, many different sections in this portion in the Zohar, in Parashat Mishpatim. So he says that in the beginning of Parashat Mishpatim, in the beginning of the Zohar of Mishpatim, it says, "Tachazei barnash kadit yalid yahavin lei nafsha." It says, when a person is born, they are given their nefesh. "Zacha yatir shadavar talui kefi ma'asa velo b'mispar shanim." And then it says right after that, and if they merit more, if their actions prove them worthy,
or prove them worthy, meaning of what? That their actions add up to the next level of their soul, then the next level of the soul will come in. The ruach can come in. But it's dependent on the actions, not dependent on the time in the beginning of the portion of Mishpatim.
מדבר בנשמות של המדרגה השנית.
They're talking about the souls from the aspect of the second level souls. Now we're starting to understand more. These souls are not from the first incarnation of souls or first lifetime of a soul. But rather the second idea of souls, which we've discussed, is all the sparks that remained with Adam. That came as reincarnations, not brand new souls. A brand new soul is a soul like Adam that came into this world for the first time with no baggage. But after Adam and Cain and Abel and the sons of Adam began to reincarnate, that's called the second level souls. Every soul that comes from there, because they're all the souls that remained in Adam after he sinned.
שהיו כלולים בקין והבל,
because all those soul sparks were included within Cain and Abel.
הנקראות חדשות בצד מה,
that they were called new, they were called somewhat new souls. They're not completely new souls, they're somewhat new souls.
והמאמר נזכר בספר המשפטים,
and another מאמר, another section in portion of משפטים later on,
נראה שהדבר תלוי במספר שנים.
It seems as if that the matter, whether a person receives their new soul or doesn't receive their new soul, is based only upon age.
דקאמר, קד זכה ליומת דתלסה שנין, איתמר עלי אני היום ילדתיך, ויהבין לירוחה.
It says, when a person comes to 13 years of age, at that point they will receive that's the day that they were really born. In that point, they will receive their ruach.
V'chad zacha lishnat hakaf,
and when they merit or come to the age of 20, yahavin le'nishmata, they will receive their neshama. But this is later in the portion of Mishpatim. So what is it talking about there?
Uchadein ketiv alei ki ben hayiti la'avi.
Because then it says, there's a verse that says, because then I really am a child of our father or our parents. מדבר במדרגה הראשונה. This is talking about the first level souls, or brand new souls. Brand new souls. So now the Ari is helping us to understand aspects of the Zohar that are so esoteric and so lofty and so difficult to understand. What is it talking about when in the Zohar when it says, oh, our next level is only dependent on our actions? And then later on in the same exact section in portion Mishpatim, it says that you only receive it, or you do receive it when? Only at a certain age. Nefesh when you're born, ruach when you're 13, and neshama when you're 20. So this idea that says, lo nichlalu b'nishmat adam rishon. So these souls, the first level souls, they weren't the souls included within Adam's sin at all. That's the first level souls. And we're going to move into the third level souls next week. But this is where we'll come to a close, because this idea is so important. And we want to keep it in our mind at least for the next week, if not as much as we possibly can. At every moment, this is the words that really stick out to us.
Hayu yachad zochim, zochim, we can merit. El kol ha-chalakim ha-niskarim,
that all of the parts of our soul that ever existed,
גם אתה יכולים להשיג כל החלקים הראויים להם ברגע אחד.
We can merit all of them in one moment. In one moment.